Ottawa's best rock mix, 106.9 The Bear. Wendy Daniels have taken the show because it's such a beautiful day, and really it is the first full day of summer. We're on the front lawn at the Bear Den Studios here, and it's an all-star lineup comprised of an impressive collection of Canadian music legends. Strippers Union Local 518 boasts the talents of Pat Stewart, who's played with the Odds, and Matt Good, Doug Elliott of Odds, Colin James fame, Simon Kendall of Doug and the Slugs and Colin James. Then there's Craig Northey, a name you may have from the Odds. He's produced a Tragically Hip album, plays with Colin James now, and Robbie Baker of the Tragically Hip. They join us here on the line. They're going to play for us live as we celebrate a brand new album from really Canada's rock royalty. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. I'm the queen.
Are you the queen? Yes. That's Craig. Craig's going to be the queen.
I didn't produce a hip record, but if you could add that I produced a Rolling Stones record.
Okay, I can change that. Well, if we're going to do that, let's add you two and everybody else while we're at it. Congratulations on the success of your first single, Give Up and Go Away, debuted on the Bears Top 20 last weekend. I guess the first question, the question is, how did this project come to be? Because you're all so busy with so many projects already.
Yeah, you end up having lots of little windows of opportunity, and if you're prepared to do something, you can jump through those windows. I just had a bunch of songs kind of backing up after 20 years of writing songs with the Hip, and I called up my friend Craig to ask if he could help me write some lyrics, and then he just kind of took over and shoved me aside, and we made a record.
Now, so you've been compiling this for 20 years, so these are songs perhaps that your bandmates, the Tragically Hip, have not said yes to. They didn't give the big nod, the group nod to. Is that right?
As a songwriter, you write songs for all kinds of different reasons. Sometimes I write songs specifically for the band. Sometimes you write a song and think, this would work great for the guys, they'll like this. And sometimes you just write songs to write songs. And after a while, they start building up. It's like your house fills up with kids, and you have to get them off, send them to school.
Give Up and Go Away is such a wicked track. You guys were just rehearsing that. So I think, is that going to be the first song that we hear? Yes. All right, tell us a little bit about this one, its inspiration, where it came from. Is it one of your leftovers? Is this something you came up with together?
We did this one together. None of them I would call leftovers, but I'd say this one we did together, for sure.
It rocks. Let's hear it live for the very first time in Ottawa. And Ottawa's best rock mix, 106.9 The Bear, Strippers Union, Local 518.
Go!
myself for so long. Let's go while the stove is on. Let's go while there's work to do. Let's go just because we want to. I can only fool myself for so long. Let's go while the stove is on. Let's go while there's work to do. Let's go while everybody thinks we're wrong. Hey!
Rippers Union Local 518 live here on the lawn at 1504 Maryvale Road in front of the Bear. Pat Stewart, Craig Northey, and Robbie Baker. Tonight is the inaugural performance at Barrymore's tonight. And after hearing that, if you haven't got a ticket yet, you better hurry because there's not going to be many left. If you can even find one now. This is a really, it's a great coming together of some really well-known Canadian performers, and it's the first album. What do you guys think of the future of this band? You have so much successes in your past and your present. Do you have great expectations, or are you just kind of taking it one day at a time?
Well, it is kind of one day at a time, but when we get together and actually play, and we've been playing at loud volumes for, you know, yesterday just together, we want to share. I mean, it's pretty exciting, and so there's holes in everybody's schedules to make sure that this can live on for eternity, and maybe we'll one day form the government.
Thank you. Maybe we'll get something done there. And Rob, I got to ask, have your friends in the Tragically Hip had a chance to talk to hear this band, and have you had reaction from them, and what are they thinking?
It was actually a complete secret until just a moment ago. They've been incredibly supportive. As you may or may not know, Johnny Fay, Gord Sinclair, and Paul Langlois play on four tracks on the record. So, totally behind the project. They love it, and happy as a clam.
Now, you recorded at the Bathhouse, is where the Hip record. A lot of people will never get to see the Bathhouse, and I'm going to give this question back here because you haven't had to say anything yet, Pat. Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Really good. What is your impression of the Bathhouse? What is the vibe? A lot of people will never get to go through there, so what is the feeling? What is it like there at the Bathhouse in Kingston?
Summer camp.
Is it?
It totally is. You show up, you run a... You select a room, and then you run downstairs because you might miss some comedy. He's constantly playing DVDs to keep us in stitches, literally. And, it's amazing. You just hang out, play music all day, eat, run a barbecue, go swim, and then start all over again. Summer camp.
It is summer camp. So is anybody recording there this summer, Rob?
The Hip are. You know, we get together once a week out there and work on new material. And other bands do come in from time to time. I think the Spades recorded their record there, and various other people make their way in.
I know you're going to play a couple of tracks for us, and we're ready for another one. Why Stop the Music? What are you going to play?
I think we're going to play Lost Highway, which is a song Craig and I were observing that, you know, if you were a banker or an accountant or... a politician and you got Alzheimer's, it would be the end of your career. But as a musician traveling on the road, you might go months or years without even noticing the onset of it. And when you do realize that you're in the grips of it, you have no choice but to keep doing what you're doing. So,
We'll send it out to Ozzy Osbourne.
To Ozzy, Strippers Union on 106.9 The Bear.
Woo!
To Holiday Inn, two lamps beside the bed, two lamps beside the bed. The TV slides on the lazy Susan, home fires burn in my head. Treadmill dream on this eggshell phone, the sister, mother, daughter drone. Flatline on the memory channel, red lights flash on the instrument panel. Nothing has changed since the meter turned over. I can never name a day. Now I know I can never stop. Now I know I can never stop. Driving that lost highway, driving that lost highway, driving that lost highway, driving that lost highway. Brain cell test to brain cell test, tour bus bunk and a six beer sleep, tour bus bunk and a six joint reek. Mom cooked eggs in aluminum pans. Memory used to run so deep, and now it runs silent or runs away. Each day films like a groundhog day. Nothing has changed since the meter turned over. Never name a day. Now I know I can never stop. Now I know I can never stop. Now I know I can never stop. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Driving that lost highway. Breaking the surface into sunlight. And down there, there's a car. Some fish I wanna catch. Some I don't wanna know where they are. Driving that lost highway.
Brazilian Local 580. 18, live at the Bear, 1504 Maryvale Road. You're definitely livening up the trip home for our commuters this afternoon. Some really shocked faces caught at that last red light and a few car horns honking. I hate asking bands questions about their name, and I never, ever do it anymore, but yours is so unique, so conversational. It's like Strippers Union, Local 518. Even when you Google search that, you come up with some San Francisco strippers that are trying to get a union or have a union. So how is it that turned into be the great band name that it is? Whose idea was it? It's the only time we'll ever ask this, too. This is it. We'll put it to bed right now.
Well, we're just kind of creepy guys who want to sell a lot of baby doll T-shirts.
You guys like creepy guys? Yeah. It's the creepy guy.
Well, actually...
.ca,
remember, yeah. No, we just kind of figured strippers sort of deal with the same conditions as we do as musicians, and we, in fact, played a lot of clubs in our early days with them, sharing the stage, not together, but, you know...
Alternating,
yes. So we kind of thought the record was about musicians talking about musical circumstances, so it seemed appropriate.
It does, in that context. It's absolutely appropriate, and it's so memorable, and it's so fantastic that tonight is your first show in Ottawa. What can you tell us about the set list tonight? Do you want to share any secrets?
No.
Okay, Rob's not going to share secrets. Craig, will you share any secrets?
No.
Will we hear an Odds song? I'll ask you directly. Will there be an Odds song? There's so many great songs. Truth Untold, Someone Who's Cool, Heterosexual Man, the list goes on.
Well, Doug Elliott is there, and he's playing the bass, so I think we might just do it with just the bass. We'll do an Odds song, yeah.
So fans are going to be in for a real treat tonight, then. They're going to hear it all from some amazing players on a small stage in a small room.
Absolutely. We've got a good Ottawa horn section as well. Two horn guys from this area are going to be joining us for the next couple of dates.
What can you tell us about G8? Because I know that's part of your summer plans with the Tragically Hip, Rob. You guys are on the bill. It's going to be massive. It's a fantastic cause. We just found out yesterday Dan Aykroyd is one of the MCs. Apparently you didn't know that.
I didn't know that Dan was doing it. I'm thrilled to hear that. He's a great guy, and he spends a lot of time and effort working on community events and charity events. So I think this is right up his alley. He'll be a great host.
He will be a great host, and he's going to be sharing or fighting for the mic with Tom Green, so that'll be interesting, too. Tom Green from Ottawa. I don't know, is two songs enough, or do you think we could get them to play one more? Do you think? One more? Can we pressure you into it?
No, I don't have the guitar for the Bear, but we could
I'm
do
just thinking
Everybody
of the song.
Knows the Words.
Okay, sure.
Okay. All right, here's one more.
Tell them what it's about.
And I won't unplug anything, I promise. Ottawa's best rock mix, 106.9 The Bear.
This one is about a Beatles impersonator, more specifically a McCartney impersonator.
One, two, three, four.
Like a painting where the sky is too blue, I'm imitating only the best parts of you. I play you in that light. I sing, but I can't write, so I pretend I sang it first, and everybody knows the words. I have the haircut and the Chelsea boots, and if there's catering, it gets tight in the 64 suit. I behave as you behave in the show you never gave, the chorus, bridge, and verse. Everybody knows the word. Everybody knows the word. It looked a lot like you. It was easy to play. Into what came easy to me. So I studied you most and turned into your ghost. I didn't get far, but Russian personals. Bass player has own van. When I was born, your time was through. And now it's my generation too. I kiss while I rehearse, and everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the man. Everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the words.
Strippers Union, Local 518, live on Ottawa's Best Rock Mix, 106.9 The Bear. I want to thank you guys so much for giving us an unforgettable summer afternoon. It's fantastic having you here. Wish you all the best. It's a fantastic album. That's what it's called, Strippers Union, Local 518, self-titled. So make sure you get out there and pick it up and have a successful show tonight. It's going to be packed.
Thanks so much.
And hot. All right. There.